This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 23rd of October. Habib Bank took control against State Bank on day 3 of their President's Trophy match in Faisalabad. State Bank resumed on 157 for 4, but collapsed to be all out for 198 as Ehsan Adil and Ahmed Shehzad ended with 4 wickets apiece. Habib Bank then extended their lead to 175 by stumps, closing on 46 for 2 in their second innings. There remains nothing to separate National Bank and Pakistan International Airlines after 3 days at Lahore's Gaddafi Stadium. National Bank closed on 146 for 2, with Bilal Munir and Umeer Khan both boasting unbeaten half centuries after conceding a slender 18-run first innings lead. Airlines had been all out for 341, with Shoaib Khan Sr. ending undefeated on 121. Port Kazim Authority need a further 184 runs to beat Sui Northern Gas Pipelines after closing on 64 for 2. Tafiq Umar had made 82 in the Sui second innings, which was ended at 225, mainly thanks to left-arm spinner Azam Hussain's haul of 6 for 50. Khan Research Laboratories hit back against United Bank. They hauled themselves up to 290 in their first innings after resuming on 173 for 6 and then reduced United Bank to 103 for 7 in their second innings. Navid Yassin was their batting hero with a runner ball of 58 from number 8, while Yasir Ali took 3 wickets. Kalim Ahmed and Ahmad Sajjad both ended unbeaten with half centuries, having added an unbroken 123 for the third wicket for Water and Power Development Authority, who closed on 205 for 2. Nawaz Sadar and Zulfikar Barber had earlier each ended with 4 wickets, losing Sarar Tarakati Bank to 283 in their first innings, a deficit of 11 runs.